outdoors, like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I could put my phone down for a while, or actually use my phone to take images and take photos. And so all of a sudden there's this newfound love affair with the environment with this younger generation. So we have to make sure that we keep nurturing that.
Well, speaking of the outdoors, sometimes you have to travel a little bit when you do that. Mm-hmm. And I've been traveling around in this Toyota Highlander that mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I got it by accident, because I've always known about the Highlander, but I actually went in to buy a different Toyota mm-hmm. and left the dealership with the Highlander. And this was 2022, so supply was still a little tough. And mm-hmm. But I like it better than what I went to buy mm-hmm. originally. And it's actually been a great vehicle, because we were towing Dan's boat around with it. I towed an enclosed trailer to Saskatchewan and back with it, full of goose decoys.
Yeah.
And I drove it through the field and everything. Mm-hmm. And but it's surprisingly been kind of a great vehicle to take, you know, hunting and fishing. And I don't think that's the intended purpose for that vehicle necessarily, but but it's done the job. But Mark Smith was telling me about another vehicle that you brought here, and he was kind of impressed with some of the specs on the motor and everything else on that vehicle.
Yeah, just to speak to your Highlander, though, even though you don't think that the Highlander is off-road capable,
all
of our SUVs with our all-wheel drive systems are off-road capable, deer pass, dooning, all that stuff. People just don't think about that,
right.
Particularly the newer products. But yeah, we brought the all-new Sequoia with us. It was redesigned from the wheels up, and it's been on the market now for about 6-7 months, and it's doing really well. And the thing that's remarkable about that is that we've now dropped the big V8, so now we have a V6 twin turbo hybrid. So most of our products in our lineup now have hybrid versions available for economy and for performance. So this Sequoia is capable of 437 horsepower and can tow 9,500 pounds.
Wow.
So easily a horse trailer, easily a bass boat. And it's doing really well for being such a big SUV. And on the heels of that, we have the all-new Tacoma coming out and the all-new Land Cruiser, which I know a lot of people in this group is excited about. So we've got three vehicles that are kind of tailored for the outdoor community, you know, coming soon or here already. So, you know, we're excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get a chance to check it out, so I'm gonna have to go out there. I know you got it here, and then I'm gonna be. I like, as much as I like the Highlander, there's a good chance it may be being traded in for a Tundra.
Okay.
So there's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'd
but
be great.
We've been on the road for quite a while. We're heading back, and first trip back, when we get back, is probably going to be heading into the dealership. So.
Okay. All right.
But what? Anything else on the horizon for Toyota?
You know, it's right now, it's all about what we can do to make our vehicles more engaging, more fun, and more fuel efficient. So as I mentioned, we've only got a couple of vehicles left that don't have hybrid versions or hybrid variants, and that's a couple of our sports cars in the Toyota lineup. So, you know, right now there's a big push on everybody to be as EV and green as they can. Mm. So we have a little bit different tact on that as opposed to some of our competitors, where it's the more arrows in the quiver philosophy for us. So it's not just EVs are the future, but we see hybrids and plug-in hybrids and fuel cells and battery electrics as well as being part of that future, as well as really fuel-efficient gas engines. So we don't think Americans are ready for EVs overnight, but we see a gradual build-up to that. And so that's why we want to make sure we have the best hybrids on the market, so we can meet their needs today and then prepare them for an electric tomorrow.
Well, I've driven a lot of different brands. I've had, you know, some GM vehicles and a couple of Toyotas. And I'll tell you what, like when we were on this trip in Saskatchewan, I was driving that Highlander through the field, and then a buddy of mine was in a different brand pickup. And he's like, hey, can we go out of the field a different way next time? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, your suspension is a little better than mine. It's a little more, it's a pretty comfortable ride.
Yeah.
It's, I ended up really liking that vehicle. So,
yeah. It's good testimony. Thank you.
Yeah. Outdoor communications manager for Toyota. Mm-hmm. Thanks for everything that you do for Aglow.
My pleasure.
I appreciate you coming out here and joining us for the conference. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Brett.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Serving with
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed. Friday's vote a day before the deadline makes the government shutdown almost certain at midnight tonight. The Biden administration's plan to slash offshore oil and gas leasing is drawing fire from both sides of the issue.
The Interior Department has unveiled a congressionally mandated five-year plan for offshore oil drilling that includes just three sales. That's the lowest such number since 1980, and both the fossil fuel industry and environmentalists are upset. Energy companies say it will raise fuel prices, while environmental groups argue it undermines efforts to stop global warming. All three of the drilling sites are in the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's age-related health problems have led to an over-reliance on others who are, in effect, setting White House policy.
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. This is what happens whenever you have a weak president, no matter what the reason is why he's weak.
Well, the chair of the new Select Committee on Strategic Competition between the U.S. and China, Mike Gallagher, says last week's GOP presidential debate had a glaring void.
I think it was a missed opportunity to really push the candidates on what is their plan, not only for fixing a readiness crisis or succeeding where Trump failed in terms of rebuilding the Navy, but also fixing a recruitment crisis that is threatening the very existence of the all-volunteer force.
Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. One of New York's rainiest days in decades swamped the metropolitan area yesterday. One stranded rail passenger got stuck at Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan.
Not giving much information, just hold tight, wait, and saying you could take different paths, but who knows what paths are straight and which paths are messed up. So I'm just going to sit here, ride it out until they open up.
Heavy downpours Friday knocked out several subway and commuter rail lines. More from townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Armenia's government says an ethnic Armenian exodus has nearly emptied Nagorno-Karabakh of residents since Azerbaijan attacked and ordered the breakaway region's militants to disarm. More details from the BBC's Danny Eberhardt.
The exodus from Nagorno-Karabakh has been unrelenting. An estimated 120,000 ethnic Armenians were living in the enclave before Azerbaijan seized control of it 10 days ago. That means about 5 in every 6 Karabakh Armenians have fled, taking with them what possessions they can. An Armenian ambassador at large has told the BBC the United Nations team would see an empty Nagorno-Karabakh. Edmund Marukyan said there'd be witnesses to what he said was ethnic cleansing. It's an allegation Azerbaijan has strenuously denied.
And that report from the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Here's one case where the second time was a charm.
A New York man who spent 18 years in prison for a murder he said he did not commit was found not guilty at a second trial. 66-year-old Paul Scrimo was acquitted in Nassau County Court in the strangulation death of Ruth Williams in 2000. Scrimo was convicted of murder in 2002, but an appeals court overturned the conviction in 2019, saying Scrimo had been denied a fair trial. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said in its ruling that DNA under the victim's fingernails was not Scrimo's. John Scott reports.
A marijuana bill advances in the U.S.
Senate. The Senate Banking Committee has approved the Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Banking Act, which allows legal marijuana businesses to use banks and financial institutions. Current law prohibits banks from providing services to the cannabis industry. The bill now moves to the Senate floor for full consideration. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures well above average. Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 74 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Stay tuned, polka fans, and turn up your radio. For the next 2 hours, FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka! Yeah!
Turn up your radio, because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you today in part by Cy Funstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. We go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka fans. Your polka DJ, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Let's kick off our show today going back to the year 1979 with Uncle Ozzy. And the title song from their recording, Fiddle and Brass, on It's Polka Time. We'll be right back.
you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from itspolkatime.com.
You gonna play now,
Bobby?
I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The rain is cold here on your doorstep. I'm feeling bold, but not quite enough yet. I might if I could only get myself a little show. But I'm under the influence of love. My eyes are clear, they're dilated.
Nobody plays a better variety of polka music like Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
under the direction of the Bard of the Bass Horn, Harold Bertram Laufemacher, and the Six Fat Dutchmen with the Lichtensteiner Polka. Before that, we were in Baltimore, Maryland with the Charm City Sound, featuring Ryan Joseph Ogrodny on the fiddle and Al Pilwalski on the vocal with a song called Under the Influence of Love. And kicking off our show today, we were back in the year 1979 with Uncle Ozzy, along with Cousin Fuzzy, and the title song of their recording, Fiddle and Brass. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music. Right now on It's Polka Time.
Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart. I fell in love.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jaspa Pojdem na Gorensko, Corby's Polka, The La-Di-Da, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the Duluth Polka. Polka favorites like Mom and Pop's Polka, You and Me, DuPont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Yasumaiko.
Yasumaiko, Surafina.
Beautiful waltz selections including Susie Waltz, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and Setting Sun.
Behind the mountain.
Eight songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures well above average. Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 74 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and get those feet moving and enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls is bringing you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep-fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays. And breakfast served all day on Sunday at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll. Show your love for Legos with Disney Bricks, a newly opened Main Street business in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
when we buy and sell Legos by the piece or by the set. And we can even find those missing Lego pieces. In store, a world of imagination for all ages awaits you with a selection of Disney-themed Lego sets. Everything from Winnie the Pooh to Star Wars, plus many other unique Lego sets in stock. Kids, book your birthday parties now and stop in for some Lego fun anytime. And have a magical day from Disney Bricks. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5, located in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
Come on along and join our party, for it's Happy Polka Time.
There's a party on your computer every Saturday night on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. Roll back the rug and put on your dancing shoes for 2 hours of your favorite polka music on It's Polka Time. Saturday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Over the Polka Jammer Network at PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa too.
Hi, Polka fans. This is John Duica.
And this is Mark Duica.
From the Duica Brothers.
From Texas.
You're listening to the best in polka entertainment.
And it's on Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
Houston, Texas. That's John and Mark Duica, the Duica Brothers Band. From the recording Dance, 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 an old Chesky favorite called Like a Rose Polka, on It's Polka Time.
¶¶
Phil Liebel and the Jolly Swiss Boys with Linky's Landler on It's Polka Time.
For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Cy's Music is also the exclusive label for the finest in Midwest Dutchman-style recordings by the Deutschmeisters, Fez Fritchie, the Graniteers, the Blue Banners, Bobby Roberts, and the Whoopi John Orchestra. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet. That's sizemusic.com. If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy@sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog or visit sizemusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your destination for polka and old-time music.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this. All right, let's see. www.itspicnictime.com. No. www.itspageanttime.com. No. www.itspluototime.com. No. www.itspoultrytime.com. No. I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed of where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
That's the alternative polka band from Chicago, Illinois, known as Freeze Dried. That's a selection from their recording Deliberate Confusion and a song called Vamos. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time. In this segment of It's Polka Time, we're going to pay tribute to the Jolly Lumberjacks, particularly Clem Brough, who passed away on September 14th at the age of 101. A longtime resident of Redwood Falls, Minnesota, died peacefully at the Rosemont Senior Living Center in Rosemont, Minnesota. He was married to his loving and devoted wife, Betty, for 69 years. Clem Brough, along with his brother Harold, ran the Jolly Lumberjacks, one of the most sought-after and popular polka bands in the Midwest. Clem was an accomplished pianist, trumpet, saxophone, and clarinet player, music composer, and arranger. His brother Harold played the tuba, and they ran the Jolly Lumberjacks. What a great swinging polka band from 1920 through 2016. In this segment of It's Polka Time, we're going to pay tribute to the Jolly Lumberjacks, specifically Clem Brough, who passed away on September 14th at the age of 101. Here is the Jolly Lumberjacks right now with the Lumberjack Polka on It's Polka Time.
To hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time,
at hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, it's polkatime at hotmail.com.
Featuring Clem Bra on the vocal from the recording Live at the Prom Center in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. That's the Jolly Lumberjacks with a song called Mockingbird Hill on its polka time. Both brothers, Clem and Harold, were both inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame in 1995. We're going to feature Harold on the tuba right now with the tuba polka. Thank you.
commerce, Ebel, Ebel, email. Email Ebel for requests and dedications. It's polkatime@hotmail.com. That's the address. Requests and dedications. It's polkatime@hotmail.com.
The Jolly Lumberjacks featuring Clem Brah on the vocal on a tune he wrote about his daughter called Kathy's Waltz on It's Polka Time.
Hey Craig, why don't you play a waltz?
We'll be right back.
Waltz Time with the Jolly Lumberjacks, featuring Clem Braw, who passed away on September 14th at the age of 101. That's the homecoming waltz on It's Polka Time.
For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Cy's Music is also the exclusive label for the finest in Midwest Dutchman-style recordings by the Deutschmeisters, Fez Fritchie, the Graniteers, the Blue Banners, Bobby Roberts, and the Whoopi John Orchestra. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet. That's sizemusic.com. If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy@sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog or visit sizemusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your destination for polka and old-time music.
Craig will be right back to play more of your favorite polka music after these commercial messages.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Every Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., get yourself a half a rack of smoked baby back ribs for $17.99. Served with corn at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PECK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PEC to 321-321. That's PECK to 321-321.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures well above average. Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 74 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over the United States, including Country Radio, AM 1320, KMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, AM 1450, WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and the station that leaves no listener behind.